left with one path. I head for the door. I forsake salvation and resolution. Oblivion is the only route that remains. Do not return. Do not look to the horizon and wonder if something yet remains here. Everything is gone. This city of glass has consumed all that you know. No. No, this is impossible. I did everything right. I made every preparation. This isn't right. Even this small mercy is denied me. Very well. You want more from me. My suffering is not enough. You will not let me go until I've fulfilled every last facet of this story. Fine. I will be the bait. I will be the engine. I will be the antagonist. I will be whatever you need. Just let it end. Let it all end.
Never enough time to really decide.
Hey, welcome back to All That You Know, and to our City of Glass campaign. My name is Colin, and I'm going to be fulfilling the role of Game Master today. Joining me today are Brian.
Hi, I'm Brian. I'll be playing Booker Page.
Zach.
I'm Zach. I'll be playing Ledger Gray, the Deathwalker.
And Adam.
Hi, I'm Adam. I'm playing Bailey, the Junk Mage.
Bailey's lost his last name. Tragic, but these things happen.
It happens.
Today we're going to be playing a game called The Digested. I've just put a link in our chat, which is going to take you to your new game. That wasn't a joke before. It wasn't a joke. It was foreshadowing. You may want to keep your Roll20 link open, the old one, to reference old materials. In fact, I would even recommend it. If someone wants to just open up that link and just look around, and why don't you just tell everyone what you're looking at? Just explore.
What's the password?
You don't have a password on
your
account.
None. Just hit enter, bro.
It's a familiar picture. It's a triangle with an eye in the middle. The pupil of the eye is surrounded with a rainbow corona of pastel colors. There's what looks like a corroded green blade, I believe it is, going it looks like it's behind the eye or perhaps going through it. On the left, there is, obscured by deep scratches in the picture, something that looks like it's on fire. And on the right, there is something that looks like a white oval with red little lizard hands grasping around from behind it and a symbol in the middle that's covered with black scratches, and it's all very peculiar.
Yes, that's true. This is true.
He's not lying.
This is all true. He's not lying.
Kind of looks like a... Well, I'm not going to say it.
I must. Never
mind. Don't say it. Don't say it.
I mean, just look at the lines a little bit. I don't know. Whatever.
You got to upload this picture for our viewers, Colin.
Have you ever seen Goatsy?
No, not say it.
We're going to put it in the show notes for you. You should really click it. So your characters have been ported over into the system. If you go to the little actors tab in the top right, it looks like
a person's head. That.
I have done my darndest to transfer everything from Heart of the City Beneath into what we will call Blades in the Dark. It's not that, but We can pretend.
This is so familiar.
So it's going to be kind of like Beam Saber, which we played in our last season. You don't have to worry about knowing all the rules, so don't freak out. I will help you. It's been a bit.
Freaking out.
Except for Zach. I expect him to just kind of know intuitively what's going on. Sorry.
That's true.
Sorry, Star buddy. People. I didn't expect this from you, Zach. You of all people.
You're going to college.
So, yeah, we're doing this now. Welcome to hell.
Epic.
No.
Any questions?
It says the digested.
Welcome to the digested.
That's different.
This is all of my abilities are here. This seems like it took a lot of work.
Yeah. Yeah. How long did it take you to transfer?
I don't keep track.
Was this a lot of copy pasting?
No.
No, these have all been tweaked to fit the new system.
Oh, you're serious? Right? I didn't.
These were lovingly and custom ported, each and every one.
Colin, if I could do a clap sound, I would. This is actually really cute. I like make do. Okay.
I'm a sick boy. I'm a very sick boy.
I'm so ready. I'm so fucking ready.
I'm so ready. Yeah, I'm fucking ready.
Okay.
Ready.
Well, let's get into it. The three of you, Booker, Bailey, Ledger, and nobody else, are on a train heading east. You have been on this train for an unspecified amount of time. How you came together is a matter of confusion and coincidence. The railway behind you gives no answers. What binds you together truly is that each of you, for your own reasons, seek the City of Glass, an impossible zone of miracles and doom, in equal parts. Your expedition, like many seekers of the city, has been partially manipulated by a doomed man with his own goals. A figure by the name of Albright, a famous eccentric who lived in the town of Calamity, on the western edge of the City of Glass, and where this very train is not headed. No, something is very wrong with this train indeed. How didn't you notice that before? There are chunks of it missing. Just off to the side of you, there should be chairs and passengers, but instead, it's just a deep purple window into the infinite stars, and written across those stars are typeset words, a simple description that reads, "A number of nondescript, unimportant passengers sit ahead of the group. They look out the window as if nothing is wrong. They know nothing of value and should be discouraged to interact with. It should be no surprise that you may feel that something is wrong, that everything is wrong, that you shouldn't be here, and that this place is not where you're meant to be." Outside the windows of the train, across an expanse of black water, you see the train, again, an uninterrupted chain of partially destroyed cabins, but no engine. The rail is formed in a circle going nowhere at all, and in the middle of this circle is the wandering sea. Its black tides no longer wander, it is instead trapped here, in the middle of this endlessly looping train. You need to get out of here, or something very bad is going to happen. Someone has tied the Hungry God's ribbon around Ledger's neck, but it's not clear who, or when it was taken from Booker's hands. What do you do?
Are we conscious of the fact that this is happening right after the other thing happened?
Sure.
The last session. So it's like we're waking up right after those events.
Yes.
And we remember all that?
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Is my death here? Is she still with me?
She's still with you.
Does she look a little bit more distinct than she did down in the Endless Hell battlefield?
Yeah. Let's say she does. She looks normal. TM.
That's really good news.
Well, actually, her hair parts in a different direction now.
Oh my god, that's horrible news. What have you done to my ghost wife?
You have a fucking left part for a wife, bro. Good luck.
No.
It's so fucking over, you guys.
It's over.
It just bangs.
No!
What's your ability you want to use, Booker?
I want to use, where is it? Lost it all. Where's the nearest source of wealth?
It's going to be my neck, I think.
I think it is. Yes. It feels cheap to say. Yes, it is around dear Virgil. Sorry, that's not your name, is it?
Virgil.
What the fuck?
Dear Ledger's neck.
Fuck. Okay. Does it feel like I can take it off?
Sure.
I'm not going to, but
of course
I just like maybe.
Why would you?
No, I never would. We got it. I noticed that all of my items are here on my sheet, including the melted bolt action rifle that I got from the battlefield, which of metaphysical interest.
Yeah, I put all your guys' gear in the notes section of your
notes.
I think Ledger's gonna stand up. He's gonna look around. This train is on an infinite loop, but it still looks like a normal train, right?
Yes, there's no engine car, though.
Oh, okay.
The cabins are self-propelled, it seems.
Okay.
Or unable to stop.
And there's big holes in the side, you said, right?
There are. There are vast windows into the infinite stars with little text written over the top of them, which describes what you presume is supposed to be there.
They're placeholder assets.
Yes.
What happens when I look down?
I mean, you see the floor.
I mean, sorry, out the window and down, if I can stick my head out.
Oh, towards the rest of the train, like in the loop or outwards, away from it?
Both sides.
Inwards,
there's
a big black body of water that's just beyond the edge of the railway track. Yes, so the wandering sea is in the middle of the train. Trapped, ensorcelled by it. Encircled, not ensorcelled. Although, who can say? And outside, it is just foggy, but you do think you see distant lights.
It's foggy enough that I can't see. Can I see the rails that the train is on, or like the ground that might be holding said rails?
So like if you looked across the sea, or just like you stick your head out the window. Yeah, there are rails. There are rails underneath the train.
Basically, what I'm trying to intuit is if I jump out the outside edge of the train, am I going to break my bones on ground? Am I going to fall into the infinite no-clip void? Or am I going to land in the ocean?
You'd probably be okay. You'd be on, like, the shore of the ocean. It's not a horrible jump. It's not going so fast that, like, you're going to be hurt very badly.
Okay, well, we have a very intense sense of needing to be off of this train, right?
Yes, how that manifests is up to you, but obviously this is a weird situation.
There's like connectors to the cars in front and behind. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
I think Ledger's going to stand up, and he's not going to look at or say anything to his friends. He's just going to walk to the door that leads to the next car, if there even is a door, and open it just to try and look inside.
Okay, Booker and Bailey, what are you doing?
Look to Booker. What's going on?
I was about to do the same. Bailey.
Slow turn to the...
Where the hell are we?
You're still Booker, right?
You're still Bailey.
I'm Bailey. I'm definitely Bailey. Yes, don't worry. It's definitely me. I mean, I got all my stuff. You got your stuff, right?
Yeah, he checks himself, yeah.
Yeah, Ledger. Everything except the ribbon.
Yeah. Do you know where we are?
Is Ledger already walking out?
I'm not walking out of the car. I'm just walking to the front to look into the next one. But I think he turns around and says, it's a train. It's the train. The one that we rode down to unseal the friendly man.
I know what it is, but it can't be the same. He gestures to the stars.
Maybe it looked like this the whole time. We just didn't notice.
That's a sobering thought. So what do you think we should do?
Crazy.
We gotta get off.
Yeah, my thoughts exactly.
Does the next car look exactly the same as this one?
Not exactly the same, but the details are different enough that it wouldn't really matter.
Okay, I'm gonna go over to the outside side of the train car and look down and then look back at my companions and be like, I think I'm gonna jump.
Just gonna jump off the train, that's what you're gonna do?
You got a better idea.
Maybe we can explore a bit more?
Are they looking at us?
The passengers? They aren't here. There aren't any passengers.
Is there nothing? Okay.
There's placeholder text describing passengers that would be here, but we can't actually see any people.
I'm stupid. I did not make that connection. Look, okay.
Listen, last time we were on this train, we dealt with some stuff with the conductor. You remember that? We had the whole big adventure.
There's no engine this time. Look. out the window.
I look out the window. What do I see, Colin?
What I described earlier, which is that it's all train cabins in a circle. Why don't I post this?
Oh, so like it's like a continuous circle of train cars.
Oh, yes. It is an unbroken train.
I see.
Ouroborian, even.
Mm-hmm.
The training itself. All right, go for it, Ledger. You want to jump? Be my guest.
Wait.
I'm going to stop him. There must be a fork or something around here we could throw onto the ground first. I mean, let's not just use a human body.
We have a rope?
Is there a fork nearby, Colin, on one of the tables or something?
Can I flick a coin out of my pocket?
Any of you can have junk too. I'm not going to withhold you from having throwable junk at any time.
Yeah, Ledger's coat is like full of pockets full of throwable junk. He basically has like the infinite bolts.
Well, actually, that's
Stalker.
Bailey's coat. Bailey has more junk than you.
That is true.
Bailey hands you a coin. Age. He's like, "Oh, you're looking for this?
A better
coin. That's a coin in your hand."
Ledger pockets it because it's nicer than the coin he has, and then he throws his shitty coin.
It is a New Hampshire state coin bearing the state bird, made in 1984.
That has its own interesting implications.
New Hampshire exists here. That was already. Yeah.
It's in the domain of the worm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just like
it's covered
really
in
nice.
Another season.
Like
it's
all great. Realities.
Okay. You have to, the supplemental material. You should have been reading up.
Yeah.
Yeah. It goes.
That coin.
Where are you flicking the coin?
To the outside edge, where I'm considering jumping to the shore of the sea.
Okay. When you say outside edge, you mean inside edge.
I thought that inside was the sea encircled by the rail.
Yes, that is the... So you said towards the sea.
I said the shore, which I thought was on the other side of the train track.
I see what you're saying. Yes, okay. The outside edge, yeah, it lands on the ground. Ding! It doesn't make that noise because it's probably dirt, so it wouldn't ding. Maybe it hits a rock. Okay. It hits a rock, so it can ding.
Sure.
So it's
and
safe.
Just to, for one more safe point of clarity, this does not seem like a suicidal speed to leap from. I will not be reduced to dust when I hit the ground, assuming anything resembling conventional physics apply here, which I'm not convinced they do.
That's correct. In normal reality, you would not be reduced to dust from doing this. But who knows what is going on here? So,
yeah.
You know, no promises.
Well, I don't have any, we don't have any rope or anything anymore.
Yeah.
And there doesn't seem to be anything else here. So I think Ledger's just going to look back and be like, I don't think there's anything here we can use. I don't know how much cause and effect are things with which we must concern ourselves. I think it might be worth jumping.
Okay, you go first.
I thought Bailey was crazy.
No, I just want to live.
I think when he says that, Ledger affixes a curious stare just for a second, and then he jumps off the side of the train.
Okay. You jump off the side of the train, you land probably not so gracefully on the ground because there was some momentum. You tumble a little bit, but nothing besides some scratches and bruises. Nothing that's going to go on your lovely new character sheet as damage.
Yep.
And then since the train is spinning, Ledger, you lose sight of Booker and Bailey, and Booker and Bailey, you lose sight of Ledger pretty quickly as you start going around the bend.
We see he's okay.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you see him, like, probably jump, roll a little bit, and then you, like, stick your head out the window, and you see that he's, like, kind of just watching you guys drift away.
Okay. Hey.
He looked Bailey, okay.
You get what I'm thinking?
arm in arm, right?
We're done with Ledger.
All right, let's do it before we're too far.
All right, hold my hand, though. I'm scared. Let's do this.
No. Booker jumps.
So fucking
damn
mean.
You.
What a rude guy.
You're a big boy.
He says that mid-jump. You're a big boy. Yeah. You jump, I assume, Bailey.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. You both do the same thing. You probably land less gracefully than Ledger did, because Ledger is, you know, kind of a hard-traveled man. So sexy. But, you know, you don't get hurt horribly or anything. And I assume you reconnoiter. Is that the word for joining up? Or is that
I've never heard that word before.
Reconnoiter?
Reconvene.
Reconvene, you mean?
You reconvene. Yes.
I think Ledger's muttering something to his death as you guys approach, and then he looks back at you.
You're not so crazy after all.
Maybe we all are.
Sure about that.
What do you do?
So that gut feeling or whatever, that instinct that we all had saying we had to get off the train or something bad would happen, is that telling us anything new now that we're off of it? Or has it kind of just gone away?
Sure. Let's say that it has subsided somewhat now that you are off the train.
Okay.
You're now free to have your own emotions.
That's so nice. I was just a little
What do we see around us? Is it just darkness?
There are some distant lights. Like multiple sets of distant lights out in the fog. And then obviously the train is behind you still spinning around. Cha-chunk, cha-chunk.
Unless any of you have a better idea, I say we pick a set of lights and move towards it.
Yeah, it's gonna suck if we have to get back on that thing, so let's head to the lights.
Do it.
Lovely. You head out into the mist towards the lights as you draw closer to whichever one you picked. You quickly realize that the lights are moving because the lights that you see are a train going in a circle.
Oh.
This is the other side of the circle? You know, we're just seeing the train again?
Or is it a different train?
No, because if you turn behind you, you see some distant lights that also look like the lights you walk towards.
Oh. Inspect this train, then. Yeah, let's look at this
one. We see?
I'll save you some time. Same train.
Can we see? I want to look at the train cars just for a second. Do I see a Ledger, a Bailey, and a Booker?
No.
In any of them?
Luckily, no duplicates here.
That is lucky.
Mm. Do we have any abilities? Let's see.
So we've got lights on either side of us, right?
Yes.
Let's move perpendicular and go towards where there are no lights.
Sure. You walk towards where there are no lights. Eventually, in the distance, you see a light slowly come into view. The regularity at which these lights appear seems to be very regular.
Consistent with cars of a train, perhaps?
Who could say?
Is it almost like a grid?
You would strongly suspect it is something like a grid.
Well... Mm. The way I see it, we have one direction that we have not yet attempted to go, and that is into the Wandering Sea. I think we have to get back on that train.
We just got off it.
I don't
know. All right.
How do you propose we do that?
Let's walk up to a train. Ledger doesn't answer. He just starts heading towards one of the sets of lights.
I have an enamel rope.
Yeah, never mind. Sorry, go ahead.
You are next to the train. Booker was saying that he had his enamel rope still.
Okay.
How about it? Booker pulls out the rope.
Are you going to lasso the train?
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Whoa there, girl. Easy.
I mean, Booker doesn't know how to do that, but Ledger.
You know he's a cowboy.
He's not. He just has a southern accent.
Nah, he's kind of cowboyish.
Booker's not perfect. Maybe he profiles, all right?
Hey, I'm looking at my abilities. I don't think there's anything.
Yeah, so what are we going to do? Just jump really high and grab on?
Technically, I can touch a machine to try and destroy it, but that would require an uninterrupted touch to the train, so I'd need to probably be on it as well.
Just roll under the wheels, guys.
How fast is it going? Like, I assume, yeah. Is it like it would be a roll to reasonably try and like grab onto the side?
Yeah, roll a group action, or if you give me a really good pitch as to why you wouldn't need to roll, I'm always open to a good pitch.
Can I use my ebony horn move ability?
You have to touch like it, right?
Yeah, I know. Is it moving too fast to touch kind of
thing?
Well,
I mean, like, you would touch it and then, you know, it'd be like spinning. So yeah. It's like...
You don't think you'd be able to touch a sustained part of it.
I see. It's got to be sitting there.
Yeah, it's like trying to touch spinning blade.
Gotcha.
So what is your plan with lassoing the train? Like the train?
I don't think.
I mean, obviously this is a fantastical setting, but the train has a lot of mass and energy behind it, and you are, I believe, a slender little man.
I assumed that the intent with lassoing it was to give us a rope to, like, climb and not to actually, like, hold the train and stop it.
Yeah, but it's that, Colin. We would lasso it, and we, like, hold on to it and climb it as we're being dragged. It's not pretty.
I feel like that would actually be worse than just jumping on it. Like, if like I was the, trying to jump wheel. On a moving train, you'd get dragged behind it and then maybe pulled under the wheels.
Yeah, that's rope. What I was thinking.
Maybe. Hey. We don't know for sure.
Booker hasn't done this before, okay?
Roll to find out what happens, right?
Does anybody have any dots in finesse?
I have one.
Booker has one.
Okay, I have zero. I think that we can group action finesse to get on, and you'll just take... It's one stress per fail, right?
Would this not be prowl? I mean, you get to choose. I could take either one, but I...
Sure, I just assumed finesse was better. Prowl's better for me, because I can...
I mean, I need to look
at... I have one in Prowl.
Me too.
I have zero in Prowl.
Let me look at Blades in the Dark Special Edition PDF. Which I digested is roughly based on, as you may have guessed, by the big words saying Blades in the Dark at the top of your character sheet. Okay, Prowling is traverse skillfully and quietly. And then Finesse is employ dexterous manipulation or subtle misdirection.
Wicked, so it would be Prowl. Yeah. That's fine for me.
So who's leading the group action?
I think Ledger will do it. He'll be like, all right, here's what we're going to do. Everybody get close together. Try and grab onto the railing. If anybody starts to fall, reach back and grab him if you've got a secure grip. What do you say?
Let's try it.
Better than my plan.
Okay.
All right. I'm rolling that roll
handy, though. All right.
Roll up just prowl. In case. So then everyone's going to roll prowl, and then Ledger is going to take extra stress for every failure anyone else gets.
Is it risky standard?
I also failed.
That's great. And we take the highest. Sure. Bailey Cormick coming in with a partial success. Note. Everyone else failed.
I'm taking two stress.
Yes, Ledger's going to take two stress. You guys all get up. It looks a little dicey there for a second. Bailey manages to pull everyone together onto the train. You're now inside the train, and you're inside the train. Welcome.
Are the words outside exactly the same?
Yes, they are exactly the same. Well, I mean, you were probably in a different train car if we just rolled dice randomly, yeah. But the vibes are all still there. I'm sure you could go find the exact train car you were in. It is the same train. Okay. I'm not going to bury the lead on that.
I think Ledger's going to go to now the inside edge of the train. He's going to put his foot up on one of the windowsills, and his coat is kind of flapping in the breeze if there is one. Sure. And I think he's going to look back.
Your hat's gone.
That's true. My hat is gone.
Is my hat gone?
How awful.
No, you have your hat.
Oh, thank God.
Ledger specifically lost his hat.
It's fucked up.
I think he's going to look back. He's going to be like, I think we got to go swimming.
Well, let's just use one more coin, huh? Before we do that, I'm going to flick a coin into the waters. What happens?
Plop.
Well, it didn't blow up. That's good.
Always a worry. In the case you're made of sodium, you know.
You never know.
Ledger's gonna jump.
Into the water?
Yep.
Ledger disappears beneath the water.
Is he coming up?
Do we see anything? Yeah, what do we see?
He does not. Well, actually, how far did you jump, Ledger?
I don't know. Perhaps a yard.
Okay, you splash down, you get your footing. It's like kind of sandy down there. Maybe you slipped. You're back above water. It's kind of a weird water. Not normal water, but it's watery.
Okay, I think he's not even going to look back. He's going to kind of start paddling out into the middle of the lake.
Great. Booker and Bailey.
Hey. All right, Booker, we'll do the same.
Yeah, we're jumping.
Fantastic. Beach episode.
Hooray.
You go into the water, you wade into it, and then, like, almost as soon as... Who jumped last, Bailey?
Probably.
Yeah, as soon as your feet touch the water, Bailey, you feel it grab you.
Great.
And you see Ledger and Booker are already gone, and then you are pulled underwater. All of you have been pulled underwater. Your body is thrown about and dragged deep, deep down. And it seems for a moment, probably after a few minutes, because you probably can't keep your breath that long. None of your professional swimmers. I don't even know if you guys can swim. Your lungs burn and threaten to give out. And then all of a sudden, that feeling stops. A sense of buoyancy returns. And above you, some starlight filters down from the surface. And it calls you up towards it. You could choose to swim up, or you can choose to drown. Totally up to you.
I will swim up.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah, but Booker will give it a shot.
Whew, there goes all my prep, guys. Thanks a lot. You burst out of the water, presumably gasping for breath, and you pull yourself up over the side of the well and gain your bearings. Your companions are not far behind you, whatever order you come out in, falling onto the ground with a wet slap. Ahead of you is a man holding his daughter in his arms, who yells as you all appear. The girl drops her baby tooth she was holding in her hand in shock, and it drops in front of you on the ground. What do you do?
I think I stand up and look around, probably not registering any sense of this being unusual. I think something inside Ledger has broken slightly. He's kind of lost all grip on reality, which is, I think, a good thing, because it doesn't seem like there's much reality to go around anymore. Are we in the town now? Is this by the well?
You're in Calamity, in the center of Calamity, at the Tooth Well. Well, the well is full of black water now.
And did we climb out of it?
You did. You burst out of it. And your lust for oxygen.
Do people look normal?
Yes, the guy and his daughter look normal. He says, "What the hell were you doing in the well?"
I scream at him. I say, "The teeth have risen!
He runs. He runs away. Then his daughter starts crying.
Oh, I'm just kidding.
Did he leaves her behind?
No, he brought his. He's a good father. He's a good father. Okay.
Ah, sure.
Jesus. Not that you care. But yeah, he runs towards Old Town.
I'm going to pick up the tooth that she dropped on the ground.
Yummy. Looks pretty good.
Hey, is my coin here?
Did my Ledger coin pops make it in his mouth? I'm gonna eat the tooth.
Ew, come on.
I'm sorry to say, your coin did not make it.
Fuck. You're tossing the coin down the well. Whatever. All right.
No, the coin sank.
Dude, the coin goes down the well.
No.
You can
I'm gonna find that coin.
You go swim in the well. Get us some scuba gear. We can get that coin.
I'm
back.
Going back in.
It's gonna be a fun arc.
Does the rest of the town look normal, or does it have those same, like, weird descriptor text?
Where
there should be things.
So you're in the center of the town. You're kind of far, as you probably remember. I don't have the map in front of me. The well is kind of in no man's land, with New Town off one direction, Old Town in another. Things look mostly normal from here, I think. One thing you would definitely notice is that Albright Manor, which was on that big hill, is not here. That hill is not here.
Oh, shit. That was my idea for where we should go.
Me too.
yeah.
I'm all out of ideas.
Yeah. Maybe I'd point at where the hill used to be. So that's gone. That's not good.
Maybe we should have asked them where it went before we scared them off.
I was just joking around.
I don't know anything.
I think Ledger's just going to start walking into Old Town.
Great. Great. You're in Old Town. Let me pull up this
town is old.
My landmarks thing. Old Town.
Familiar
old town,
faces.
Old Town. Old Town.
It's me, we out.
Oh, the Carmel Gunner, there's a few houses here. You are in Old Town. There are some houses here. There is a inn. I don't know if you are going to try to see people, or if you were just kind of trying to walk to see where the boundary is.
Yeah. I'm looking for other anomalies, really, but if none present themselves, I might go to the post office.
That would be the other direction. Which is
okay,
fine.
Okay, I'll turn around.
How Just a question. How long would you walk in Old Town before you turned around?
Maybe just close enough that I could get a little bit closer to where Albright Manor used to be.
Okay. There's a crater. The ground drops off into a crater at the edge of town. And at the bottom of the crater is Albright Manor.
Like pieces of it?
No, it's whole.
Like the whole. Is there any? Are there any people around?
If you want there to be, there can always be people around.
Sure. I'm going to wave down a passerby and be like, was Albright Manor always at the bottom of that pit there? It used to be up on a hill.
No. No, it's always in the pit, friend.
Was the well always full of water?
Are you okay? You look a little out of sorts, buddy.
I think he draws his gun. If any of this is real, I have had...
Not my friend. Jeez. Don't mind my friend.
The He's most just joking around. Number of days. Would you shut the hell up?
He shuts
up. What
do
you think this is? What do you think any of this is?
I think this is probably a new plane of existence. I don't know.
And how long do you think it'll stay? How long do you think we'll be here? How long till we switch to the next one?
How do you know if we're not already dead, huh? What if this is purgatory?
I think he thoughtfully aims his gun at Bailey and thumbs the hammer, and he's like, that is an interesting question now, isn't it? What do you think would happen if I pulled the trigger?
Okay, now, friends, I know you told me to shut up, but I know. It seems to me that maybe you just got out of the City of Glass, and it's left you a little unmoored. That's fine. That's normal.
Yes.
We see this all the time. Trust me. Don't
you like, seen any friendly men around here?
I consider myself to be a friendly man.
I think I can take that as a no.
What's your name?
My name is John Dis.
Oh, okay.
John Dis.
John Dis.
It's an odd name.
Beautiful name.
It's my father's name.
When was the last time you saw Mr. Albright outside of his manor?
Oh, he's a hermit.
Yeah.
Seen his All servants right. around every now and then.
I think Ledger just walks away from this guy without saying anything else.
All right, the Soul Ward's the other direction if you need help with anything.
Thanks for your help, buddy.
Yeah. Keep it real.
Hell yeah. Stay curious.
Stay by curious, brother. You found your fist.
Looking for some friendly men. All right.
Looking for some friendly men. You know where I can find some friendly men in town? Wink,
Capital F.
I know exactly what you need.
Just got out
John
of the city.
Diff, the leader of the Bisexuals Guild, can help you find what you need.
Now this is a real D&D podcast.
Hell yeah.
This is how we get the real fans.
Let's go have sex with strangers.
Albright, where you at?
Come on. That feels oddly incestuous. I don't know if I want to have sex with Albright.
Oh, come on. Just once.
It's fine. You wouldn't?
Isn't he a beetle?
No, that's downfall. That's his servant.
Well, exactly. Bailey had a theory that the beetle was Albright.
That is true.
Yeah, I believe Bailey. You know, Bailey was right about everything.
That's true. Bailey was right about everything. I'm with you.
I'm going to start going down the pit.
I'm going to go down too.
The edges of the pit are exceptionally steep. Nearly treacherous to scramble down, but not quite. Not beyond your abilities, but it's tough. If one of you were wounded, a broken leg, you would definitely need help getting down this. But luckily, that's not the case right now.
I'm so glad.
You approach the manor. It's longer than you think going down, because you kind of have to watch your steps on all the scree. You have no idea how anyone gets supplies into this manor. It's very inconvenient. And you find that the door is already ajar to the manor in an ominous fashion.
I'm gonna walk up. I'm just gonna walk right in like I own the place.
Not gonna knock on it a little bit before walking in. You're just gonna
rude.
Virgil.
Well, look, you did
Ledger
it this
is
time.
Rude. I did. That's a bad sign.
Ooh. Inside the foyer looks as kind of weird and creepy as it did before. Just kind of old wood, a lot of paint peeling off, vaguely pinkish, smells kind of bad. And in the middle of the foyer is Downfall, still in his pink robes that obscure the kind of writhing mass beneath it. He has collapsed onto his knees, and around him are a number of dead servants and a thick trail of black slime which leads further back into the manor.
Ledger's going to saunter up unhurriedly to Downfall, and I think he's going to prod the Beetle Man with his boot and be like, anything still alive in there?
He turns quite suddenly to you. His health bar appears.
Oh, no.
No, he turns very suddenly to you. And he says, you shouldn't be here.
You're telling me.
What happened to the expedition?
I don't know.
It's your expedition.
Forces beyond my control have conspired to show me that reality is a thin veneer behind which lies only madness, I think. I have this ribbon now. The friendly man has been killed. I think I'm here to see Virgil, really see him this time.
He went in after you, I think.
And what killed all of these fine people?
There was a gunshot, and we rushed up to the master's room, to Virgil's room, and by the time we arrived, the door was already open, and he wasn't well. He was confused. He lashed out. He didn't know what he was doing. He ran, and they tried to stop him, and they couldn't, and I couldn't. I never could. Not for a long time, and he ran out. He ran out upwards, out into the city. He was looking for you, and I kind of worry that something greater than this city has swallowed us, something even greater than the hungry god. And Downfall kind of pauses after saying that, and he says, hungry god. And he his head snaps up and looks at you, and he kind of gets closer, and he says, what did you do?
I tried to stop it. I couldn't. I don't know if it's even possible for me to stop it.
This isn't how it was supposed to go.
What if it's good. The only way it could have gone, huh? What if this is all there is?
I can't believe that. And what's the point?
Ain't that the question? What's the point?
Well, you have the ribbon. You have the ribbon. That's good. That's something. He gave you the ribbon before whatever happened.
I don't know exactly what it was that transpired, but yes, we have the ribbon now.
And Halo.
Halo's gone.
I see.
He was involved somehow. He orchestrated these things. Whatever. Look, I don't even see any point to explain any of this to you. I don't see the point in much of anything anymore. I'm going to go look in Albright's room to see if there's anything that could be of use, and then I think we're going to go back to the City of Glass, and I don't think that there's anything that you or I can do to alter these events in any way. Does that make any sense?
Yes. Ledger, before you go up, I just want to say I'm sorry for everything. Really.
And why would you be apologizing to me?
I'm apologizing for me. It won't make sense to you. I don't think it ever will, really. But I let Virgil down, I think. We all did.
I feel like you know something you're not telling me.
I do. But you'll see it soon.
Was this all a fix from the jump? All of it?
That's what Virgil thought. We tried to change something, and it just got us into more trouble. There should be there's going to be a lot of letters for you, but there should be There's going to be a lot of letters up there, but only one of them's for you, really. You should.
There's no way back for me, is there?
Not in the way you want. No.
I think his death puts her hand on his shoulder. No one can see it, but he can feel it. And I think he goes to walk up the stairs.
And Bailey, Booker, I'm sorry you got caught up in this. This wasn't your problem. You're just bad luck. It's just bad luck. But I still believe you two can get something out of this.
Bad luck. Booker's wondering where the hell Parkellian is.
Great question. You have the ribbon.
I mean, no, I thought we it was around kill his neck.
Him. I mean,
I have the ribbon.
Ledger has the ribbon.
I think that means that we can kill Parkellian if we want to. I'm not certain we should, but I think that's what the ribbon does.
Well,
who can say?
I don't know. I think Booker's in a weird headspace right now where...
Dude, why? This is totally normal.
This is weirder than his employment.
So strange. Hey, do you need any help? Right now? Yeah.
With what? It's all...
I don't know, you're just kind of weeping on the ground.
This is probably the best thing for me right now, friend.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah, it's been a long time coming, I guess, just waiting for the other shoe to drop, and it's dropped. So now, I guess I'm just here with the shoe.
Hey, I have a question.
Yeah.
Was Albright the bug?
No, I was the bug.
Sensitive.
I was the bugs. Was always me.
I turned to Booker, and I'm still kind of right. It was pretty close.
I guess you're not right about everything.
I'm sort of right. You know, whatever.
Well, Booker wordlessly just follows Ledger. I mean, he's curious where he's going with this.
Yeah, I better go stop him before they take all the good stuff. I see in you. Downfall.
I need that ribbon for later.
Okay. You follow a trail of slime into the uppermost part of the manor where you come to the door of the office. A couple of eviscerated, blackened corpses lay on either side of the door. The door itself has been partly knocked off of its hinges. A heavy chain lock still tethers the door to its frame. It looks as if some force forced itself out wetly between the door, not bothering or not able to unlock it. A strong smell wafts out of the room. Gunpowder, burnt, rotten meat, oil, acrid ink, and mildewy paper. And it is easy for you to get in to the office, which I assume you all do. It's not a trap.
Yes.
ignoring certain anomalies, it is a nice office. A beautiful hardwood desk, tall bookshelf filled with all manner of books, ranging from history to theater to magic texts, a small daybed in the corner, a stately portrait of Virgil Albright, and even a private restroom with some manner of plumbing in it, which is quite impressive. All of this is in a state of disorder. Books have been tossed around the room. The desk's chair lays in splinters. The floor and everything else is covered in a thick layer of black residue and discolored blood. On the desk is a fine antique pistol and a large pile of black stained leathers. Letters. One other thing catches your eye here, of course, which is that large stately painting I messaged before. And Booker and Bailey, it is probably most clear to you, though Ledger, I'm sure you have your own suspicions, that the figure portrayed in this painting is familiar. This is what Ledger looked like when he passed through the oil painting back in the esophageum. The same outfit and everything. Same face.
Oh, I've seen this guy before.
Hey!
Went to the painting.
What does this painting character look like?
That's Virgil Albright. What does Virgil look like, Zach?
Ooh. I guess it depends on what point in his life the portrait was taken.
Your choice. Your character.
He has graying hair swept back. Actually, I think it's all the way gray. swept back almost shoulder length. He's got a gray beard that's a little straggly. One of his eyes is missing, and the socket is covered with a black eye patch. Was he missing a hand as well? I think it was replaced with some kind of, like, silvery prosthetic, wasn't it? Like a magical one? I can't. It's been so long.
I don't actually know. And this, technically speaking, this is going to make no sense to the listeners. And that's okay. It's not supposed to. Don't worry. Just go with the vibe. But this isn't really that exact same Virgil either.
Okay. But let's say he's missing. He's missing his left hand. It just ends in a stump. But he has a very nice blade in his hand. He's wearing kind of just like buckled leather armor, with like belts and pouches. Very practical. It's in pretty good condition, and he has a shimmering, very shiny, like arming sword in his remaining hand. And he looks sad. Just slightly mournful, not like he's like crying or anything, but it's a kind of a weird picture.
Hey, that's the spitting image of you in the painting world, by the way.
Yeah, I don't know if you knew that.
Not a lot of mirrors.
I'm just
gonna
go look at the pistol.
I think Ledger's just stuck still staring at this painting.
Were you always so handsome?
The pistol is
hanging in the air.
It is a fine Krylock pistol. It seems to be in it. Do you pick it up? Question number
he
one.
He picks it up and he's checking if it's loaded.
No, it has actually been somewhat recently discharged. You could probably tell from the smell. And the barrel is actually warped. There are like purple lines of just like splintering almost coming from the barrel, as if something very weird was shot out of it. It kind of gives a bad vibe. Kind of reminiscent of that void dagger you had at one point. Similar vibe.
Yeah.
Okay, you can add it to your inventory as Void Touched Pistol.
That's a cool name.
I think Virgil is me.
Yeah.
Okay.
So when the changeling thing down in Camp Rascal told me my real body was coming, it was because Virgil had already left to come see us.
Parkellian told you that.
Oh, yes, Parkellian. It wasn't the changeling guy. And now we're here.
Just missed him.
I'm going to look around for that letter that I know to be mine.
There is a big pile of black stained letters. There's a lot of them.
I'm going to start sheafing through trying to find it.
Any of them say Bailey?
No, yeah. Sorry. I'm really sorry, guys. They're not addressed to anyone. The first one you open is completely illegible. A mess of black ink that seems more random scribbling than anything approaching language. The next dozen are the same story. Rarely a word will be properly written in these letters. You see, like, the words dead, thirsty, grass, travel, animus, flee, hate, forget. Just, like, randomly. And then suddenly you get deep enough down, or maybe you get impatient and you go right to the bottom of the pile, and you see the first or perhaps the last letter, the only one that seems to be clean. Somehow none of this black slime got on it. Short, succinct, and written with a shaking but determined hand. And it just says, "My name is Virgil Albright. I have made a grave mistake. I failed in a doomed world, and in trying to escape this error, I have provided an even worse fate to countless more, including yours. Our only option, our only purpose, can be to find another page before it is written. Either the script will allow us, or it won't, but we must try. Bring me the Hungry God's ribbon, find me beyond the end of your stories, and we will try to set this right."
Only Ledger's reading this, right?
Sure, I mean, you can look over his shoulder.
I'm looking over his shoulder.
He'll turn and well. Hand it to whoever, unless you finish reading it at the same time that he does.
Booker will have his turn and read,
Well, we got the ribbon.
End of our stories?
I think we have to follow him. I think we have to go back.
I was afraid you're going to say that.
What happens if we don't?
If we live a perfect life and nothing happens, huh? That would be nice.
I mean, Bailey, you got what you wanted, right?
Did I?
No. No, you have an idea of where Checkergram is at the cathedral town.
More than most.
But like,
it's true.
Yeah. You also perhaps get a pretty good feeling of where that town might be.
Is it in the City of Glass?
I'm not going to tell you it is, but if it was anywhere.
Boy, do you have a feeling about it.
Boy, do you have a feeling.
Just getting ideas with this drink.
I think that our stories all ended when we failed to stop Halo. When I failed to stop Halo, that was the end, and that's why we wound up back at the beginning of sorts, but it's all wrong.
So is this a restart? Okay.
No, it can't be. That he knows that we were here.
So what's the plan when we get to him?
I don't know. Maybe he'll have answers. Maybe he won't.
Just one nice conversation. Everything gets cleared up.
Maybe we
kill him
too.
I don't expect you to know. All right? It's all right.
I think that you are clinging to a sense of rationality that no longer applies, Bailey.
You know, you might be right for once. I feel like everything's gone topsy-turvy, and I truly don't know what's going on anymore.
What else do we have if not that ledger?
Nothing. I think he leaves.
I look to Booker. I hate that this is like the only option, but I don't see any other way around finding this guy again.
Fine.
I think Ledger maybe looks over his shoulder and he says, you know, you could possibly try to leave. Catch a train out of here if this is indeed a real place and you don't get slapped right back to my side. Live a normal life, forget your ambitions, and die with all this nothing more than a bad memory.
Not the ribbon at the end of this, but I'll stay with you.
Yeah. Why not?
All right.
Where do you go?
Let's go.
I think we gotta go back to the city. I assume that this trail that Virgil has left does not extend beyond the house.
Oh, it does. Goes out the back door. Downfall probably would probably look at you when you come downstairs, though. Give a little shy glance at you.
Hey, hey. How's it going?
Oh, it's hasn't been long. You find what you were looking for?
I think we're gonna keep looking to find your master, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Do we just follow the slime trail?
He shrugs.
You want to come with? So I have a couple of beetles perch on my shoulder. I don't really give a damn either way.
No, I've had enough. I've lost enough. I don't want any more of this. It's not my... I don't think I have a part in this story anymore.
What's your plan, Downfall?
I don't have a plan. My plan was to let Virgil pay the price and sort it out. Hopefully make things go back to normal. But, honestly, I think he'd lost, somewhere along the way, he lost something of his that he couldn't get back.
Something so, what, you're just going to pouch on the floor then? The rest of eternity?
Wow, that's boring.
Eternity can be a very short time, Bailey.
Well, if it's pretty short, you can come with us. Not going to take too much time off you.
What would you get out of me going with you?
Well, a little help. Yep. Having a beetle guy around, you know, it couldn't hurt.
You're useful. He kept you around.
It's no, true. I kept him around.
Because you're useful.
It's not so simple. It's really
all
not.
Right, well, can I keep this? He shows the gun.
Oh, God. You should be careful with that. It's tainted.
Why?
It's tainted. He loaded a bullet made of void stuff in it, presumably to try to take his own life.
But it'll still work.
If the gunpowder, the crystal, is spark to life, yes. If there's a bullet in it, yes. If everything conspires for it to work, it will work. Just like anything else, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. But it might also crack apart. Shrapnel could go in your eye. It's all up to whatever's planned.
I'm going to keep it. Goodbye, Downfall.
Goodbye.
I'm going to walk up to Downfall. I'm going to say, look, this story is way too important to continue without you. I think we need you there. Just in case anything happens, you would know. Can I try to use a skill to sway him possibly to join us?
Sure.
Oh, wait. I have those.
Yes, you can roll. You can roll things.
Can I get an assist on this, possibly, from my friend?
Well, no. Booker Ryan. Has a different strategy after you, so just...
Okay. I was just going to... I have no skills in sway, but I thought I'd give it a shot.
So, if you recall from when we played Beam Saber, you can take two stress to, if you would like, increase the amount of die you roll by one. So you're rolling zero die right now because you have no sway, which would bring you up to one die.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get help from someone, they can spend one stress to help you, I believe is how it works.
Can I still roll even if I help after, if I want to do an ability?
No, you cannot retry to roll. You can. And
you're on your own here, buddy.
You're going to get consequences if you fail. That will change the scenario.
Can I possibly attune Downfall? I have a point in that.
You have to tell me what you do, not the skill you want to roll. But then what you're doing right now is you're swaying him.
Yeah, I know. I don't even know what attuned is, so.
That's
magic stuff.
I'm going to magic him. I'm going to magically will him to make his go.
You've done that before.
You know what? Games are fun when they're wacky. I'm going to use two stress, and then I'm going to use sway plus one modifier, risky standard. Here we go.
Yeah.
That's it?
Probably risky limited, but yeah.
Do you want me to do limited?
It won't matter. The roll will be the same. But just know that you're a six.
Ooh.
Jeez.
Success.
Okay.
Well, he's coming with us.
There's a reason it's limited effect. He really does not want to go with you. What would he give you to
talk
help?
No jutsu.
Just a one beetle. A single beetle.
A single one of my fingers.
Yeah.
I guess he could give you beetles. He turns really small. You get a mini Downfall doll, which you can use to get fun tips if you ever feel stuck.
Yes! This is what I need.
Oh my god.
Colin hates this.
I'm sorry, I got a success. Okay?
I love it. I do love it. I can't give you Downfall. He really does not want to go. But
okay, well, what if Brian uses his skill?
Yeah, I was gonna like brainwash him and make him come with us.
You guys are fucking too much. You're too okay. So here's what Downfall will say is he says,
"Okay,
I can't leave here. I still have to deal with the town. I have to deal with all this mess that Virgil left behind. But I can part with some of my beetles." You could, assuming you don't slip between the cracks, we could talk, and they're quite helpful themselves. They're very obedient, and they can't speak your language, but they can be very communicative when they want to be, because they are me, technically.
Well, as long as we got a wire to you, I think that'll give us a leg up. Thank you.
Yes, I mean, the Beatles are me. It's like it's all me. Really, it's complicated. And he produces he reaches into his robe and he like pulls out a handful of, there's a wet noise, and he pulls out a big handful of beetles. And he puts them in like a leather sack, wetly, like they're kind of dripping. He ties it up and he gives it to you and he says, yeah, you can do whatever you want with these, really. I'm not going to. They like eating meat, so you might need to feed them every now and then.
Right. They're going in my coat. Just don't, you know, squiggle around too much.
I'll try not to. But just so you know, once they have their own thoughts, really. So once they're separate from me, they kind of develop on their own. So just treat them like a friend, I would say. They might be confused at first.
Okay, I can do that.
Add sack of downfall to your inventory, I suppose.
Sack of downfall.
I'm going to try to remember that you have a sack of downfall with you wherever you go. Yeah.
This is going to be the best difference. Grenade. It's like a knowledge grenade I can throw at someone.
Here's a tool tip.
Go, downfall, go.
Hey, Booker.
Yeah?
There's a rat in here.
Kill it!
Shoot it!
Booker looks... It's is it chewing, looking at him funny?
It's chewing at one of these corpses and it's looking at you. It's clearly eyeballing you.
Booker follows it.
Okay, Booker is wandering off.
Hey, where are you going?
I have to pee.
He's heading to the exit, following a rat.
He's lying.
The toilet's over there, Booker. Where are you actually going?
I think Ledger's leaving.
Yeah, Ledger left, I thought.
Yeah, Ledger already left. That's right, yeah, he did. So he didn't even see any of this.
Listen,
I'm just standing alone with Downfall.
Bailey, you could come with me if you want, but I have things to attend to as well.
All right, Downfall, I'm going to go help this man piss. Thanks for all the help.
Okay. I assume, Ledger, you're not waiting for your companions, I take it.
No, Ledger's sort of in a fugue state.
Yeah. I mean, couldn't be me. I would be fine in this scenario, but, you know, I get it.
Right.
So, you follow the rats, both of you. Rat, one.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually some more show up. They kind of lead you across town. You're just following a little procession of rats. It's kind of cool. They seem kind of jolly. They seem like, honestly, they're having a little bit of fun.
Where are we going?
You are going to the library.
I was going to ask how the library was. Okay, perfect.
It is a large, unburned brick building that seems totally fine.
I don't like
conspicuously not on fire.
And the rats lead you through the stacks of books. Down the stairs into a musty basement. And there, amidst the mossy stone lit by candlelight, you see a troop of rats performing in front of a shapeless mass of vermin inside of a theater cathedral made of scraps of cloth, bone, books, and various small shiny things. The rats seem to be enacting some play. You recognize crude versions of your own outfits. A Bailey, a Booker, a Ledger, standing in front of a cluster of feathers which has been adorned with pieces of lost jewelry which you assume to be a respectable idol representing your master Parkellion. The rat representing you, Booker, holds up a piece of red cloth to Parkellion. There is a pause, it squeaks, then nods its head. The scrap of cloth falls to the ground, then the rat grabs its head and whines in pain. It writhes on the ground, and then the idol of Parkellion seems to touch the rat with a feather, and it returns to normal. The rat bows to Parkellion, the rats of Bailey and Ledger seem to comfort the rat, and then they move on, and a rag curtain falls over the scene, and the candles go out. Parkellion is waiting for you in the cathedral town.
Bailey starts clapping. Wow! That was incredible! How do they do all that? Do they always do that for you?
He never could just send a letter. He never could.
Yeah, it's pretty extra. I don't know why you use that name word. But there
it's,
you go.
It's hip.
It's pretty what?
Yeah, I'm just trying something new. I don't know.
Parkellion is doing awful. Too much, you know?
He's such a messy bitch.
Literally.
I think we know we need the ribbon.
Yeah, looked like it.
Booker talks. He's going to just talk to the rats. Let him know Ledger has it. We'll get it to him as soon as we can.
They just bow.
All right, let's go find Ledger.
And how familiar are you with Parkellion's rats, Booker? Tell me. Probably pretty familiar, right?
Painfully familiar. So he'll know the one that maybe scarred his left toe, trying to get his attention. The one that inspired the rat tail.
I'll tell you this, Booker. These aren't his rats. Not anymore.
Then that changes Booker's reaction a bit. He's gonna say that still, but in his, from his stance, they're a little too jolly. They were always meaner.
Yeah, these ones literally want nothing of you.
So they're just friendly rats. They're just in it for love of the game. This is their theater.
These are my type of rats.
Yeah, the performers.
Is a side gig.
Yeah. Okay, then once, like, can we leave without consequence? Or
yes, you can leave whenever you want. The show's over, man. Show's over.
All right. Then when we're gone and out of rat earshot, or at least what Booker thinks he is, he just whispers to Bailey, "Hark, Kelly was never that nice."
Really?
He always took something.
Those weren't his rats?
This is different. I don't know. Let's go find Ledger. He might be right. This might not be real.
Bailey kind of shifts his eyes. It's kind of wary of rats now. He's a little worried.
Yeah, the demon rats before were fine.
Yeah.
But these funny performers are not cool.
Listen, the rats are always honest.
The one you don't.
Yeah, we know that.
I'm saying. Yeah. You're right.
You can trust a demon rat to screw you over, but a theater rat.
Man, they're performers. They like to lie.
Okay. True. Kill all actors now.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what my new GoFundMe.
You're always saying that.
I know. Ledger, you wander out. You follow a path of slime going up the opposite end of the crater. Up. Up, 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 up. And somehow, when you're at the edge of the crater, it keeps going up. A gentle slope up into loose black branches, the kind of familiar border of the deadwood on the edge of Calamity. And much sooner than any of you probably think you would, Bailey and Booker catch up to you. They, from your perspective, they must have been running pretty fast, but Booker and Bailey, you probably know that you weren't exactly sprinting to catch up with him. You just arrived here at the same time.
There you are.
I'm surprised the slime kind of went all the way over here.
It wasn't there before we went in the house.
Well, guess we're moving forward, huh?
Would Ledger have seen those rats? Is it at all feasible that he would have seen them as he was leaving?
Sure.
Because I think he might just be like, well, what did Park Kellyan have to say to his favorite little slave?
Booker didn't like that. And it shows. Well, I don't think that was Park Kellyan.
Huh.
This is different. I think you're right.
What if we could kill him?
Do you think Booker stops himself from talking and looks around. Where are we going?
To the center of things, I think. I just, this ribbon, it's something mighty powerful. I think there's a reason he wanted it. There's a reason the Academy wanted it. I don't know if anybody knows what it really is. I certainly don't.
I see a way out. What do you need it for?
I don't know. I have to give it to myself, I think. Would you give it to Park Kellyan? Do you think he would honor your agreement if he possessed whatever power it is that it holds?
I don't know. But I know that this is the only lead I have.
Fair enough. I think we just gotta get trudging. I don't think there's anything for it but to head towards the middle and come what may.
Let's trudge along.
You trudge along. The black, slimy trail seems to, just over time, naturally integrate with the surroundings, the trees, the wood, the knotted roots on the ground, until eventually it is so diffuse that you can't even really tell where it's pointing you, but you just get a feeling. I don't want to tell you what you feel. There is a sense that you should go forward, perhaps. I mean, where else would you go? You kind of, it seems walking in a straight line will always take you where you need to go at this point, just based on recent developments. The trees become farther apart, more blocky, and then larger. And then within just a day's hike, you find yourself among humongous towers of wood, gigantic windowed trees which would scrape the sky if there is any sky above you at all. Above these towers, there is only a net of twisted branches through which the too bright starlight leaks, and then eventually you come across one tower higher than all of the others. The many windows in this massive building lit up, each room inhabited by someone or something, and it calls to you, it whispers to you, and it says, climb me and rise closer to the cathedral, closer to the end. And in the distance behind you, the howls and the hunger begin. And that is where we'll end.